Luke chapter 16. And he said also to his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused to him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you may no longer be steward. Well, then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my master takes away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I'm ashamed. I'm resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, that they may receive me into their houses. And so he called every one of his master's debtors to him, said to the first, How much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, How much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, Take your bill and write 40. And the master commended the unjust steward because he'd done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friend of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If, therefore, you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yahweh and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said to them, You are they which justify yourselves before men, but Yahweh knows your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of Yahweh. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of Yahweh is preached, and every man presses to it. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Whosoever puts away his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whosoever marries her that is put away from her husband commits adultery. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. A rich man also died and was buried, and in the grave he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and sees Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. And then he said, I pray you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he might testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. End of chapter 16.